It's time now for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary Faraci. Hey, good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you doing on this cool Thursday morning?
I'm freezing to death.
I got 38 down here.
That's too cold for April. It needs to be 48 at least, you know.
Yeah, well, we had a couple days ago, it was 50 in the morning.
Yeah, right, yeah. You know, it's kind of weird. March was much warmer than April.
Mother Nature does have a sense of humor.
I think she's drunk. But.
Too many Thirsty Thursdays.
Yeah, too many Thirsty Thursdays. That's right. Here we are. It is the first week of April, and, of course, we got the eclipse coming. But what are you hearing from the Fisher people?
The Fisher people have had a tough time this past week. The bite has slowed. I just think we had this cold front come through. The crappie bite really slowed down. When people can find them, they just got lockjaw. They're not biting. Ken figured that one out this week. The largemouth, a little bit better bite on those in the Kentuckys. Striper and hybrids, they're still chasing the shad, but it's all of it in its entirety has totally slowed down from what it was last week because of the weather change.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's, you know, we were talking before we went on air, and that topwater bite, it's starting to come along, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And the guys that are out there almost every single day, they're chasing it and they're catching some fish. But just for guys like you and me that go once every few weeks or every whenever, you know, it's a struggle a little bit more.
Mm. Well, it's, you know, follow the shad. When in doubt, that's kind of, you know, where they're at. But the largemouth, like you were saying earlier, you know, structure, of course, but a lot of people are, they love to catch those crappie and whites and hybrids and stripers, and it's going to have to follow the shad.
Yep, absolutely. You know, follow the seagull. The seagulls are eating the shad, and, you know, you can watch them fly around the lake, you know. So where they're at, the shad's going to be, and then should be fish there. And if they're biting, you got it made.
Yes. Yes, that's true. You know, with all this festivities coming on of the eclipse, there should be a lot of people on the water. There should be a lot of people at the lake, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of our regular customers coming down that have boats in slips down here, and they're going to come out and spend a few days with us and go out in the water to watch the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they're cranking to Q94, you know, that'd be beautiful.
Mm. Yeah. it's, well, you know, with as many people that they're talking about, it's going to get kind of, you know, they're saying it here in West Plains, Mountain Home, same way. For local folks, they're saying use those back way home, you know, use that alternative route to,
yes,
you know,
yeah.
just to avoid all the traffic and the congestion.
I'm just going to hunker down.
That's me. I got a cave actually.
I'm gonna just, there you go.
You know, did you see the eclipse? I'm gonna go nope. But
yeah,
it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm really curious though what it'll do to the fishing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, maybe that's what I'll do. We'll close down for a little bit and go out in the lake and then and try fishing, and I can make a little report on that, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's it. That sounds like a good idea right there.
Yeah, right. Hang a sign up on the door that says gone fishing.
Gone fishing. Now, you know, live bait, of course, and there at the Bayou Resort, you guys got what all live baits do you carry?
We always carry, we call them tuffies or crappie minnows, and then a pretty good-sized shiner. We call them brooders, in that, and they're pretty good size. People use them for fishing for hybrids, for stripers, for trout lines. So we carry those almost all the time, and this is the time of year people really go to the live bait. You know, it's mm-hmm. It seems to work. It's tried and true.
Well, Also, you know, the jackpot, the Powerball jackpot has jumped to $1.23 billion.
Ooh, I'm going to have to buy one ticket.
One ticket, you know, and if you win and you take the cash option, it's going to be about $595 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Party at the Bayou Resort if Gary wins. There it is. Right on.
Oh, yeah. Hey. How much fun would that be?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We would just fish. We'd wake up every day. What are you going to do today? Fish.
Yeah.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Fish. Oh, no, I think tomorrow afternoon I'm going to play golf, and then I'm going to go fishing.
Right, yeah. Well, you can. That's me. You can fish and then play golf. And then eat, go to bed, wake up, fish, play golf. Yeah.
It wouldn't be bad.
Right. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more about the Bayou Resort, how can they get a hold of you?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. The Bayou Facebook page, drop us a line, look at some of the pictures on there. That's always a good way. Leave us a comment or something on there. And then, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Be safe with all this crazy traffic going on.
Oh, yeah. May the moon be with you.
And with you, too. We'll talk to you next week.